Appreciate the presence of the Lord. I believe I'll run on. Praise God. Amen. They was running a race the other day. I heard on the radio, it's been publicized in the news. And they was running that marathon. Amen. I got to think about that spiritual race. Praise God. Amen. It's some kind of terror attack right there at the finish line. Praise God. They said at that time, amen, I was thinking about this today before my brother preached. Amen. I thought he preached a good message here. But they say some of the more athletic runners had crossed the finish line. Amen. Some of those had been running for a long time. Amen. But the time of that explosion, praise God. Amen. Some of the more moderate runners that come on. But I feel like, Brother Bobby, amen, some of the greatest have gone before us. Amen. We're compassed with such a greater cloud of witnesses, praise God. Amen. And we're so near the finish line. Amen. Like the devil. Amen. And like the devil, praise God, he's going to try to throw out his arsenal to stop us right at the finish line. Amen. We better run on, praise God. I'm running for my life, amen. Running for my life, praise God. You ask somebody what's wrong with me, you just tell them I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. I got Jesus on my side. I'm running for my life, praise God. Amen. They didn't get to finish the race, amen. Powerful explosions went off. Amen. Many hurt. Amen. One of the casualties was an 8-year-old boy. Amen. You don't think the devil's after your child? Come on now. He's after my boys. Amen. Praise God. But I got to do all I can to keep them in the race. Praise God. Amen. Keep them in the race. You keep on running, brother. Amen. Keep on encouraging these young people. Amen. I'm going to preach to them. Amen. Just for a little while. Amen. A couple scriptures on my heart. Amen. Not right now, but that's not part of my message. But the Bible said, rejoice, O young man, in thy youth. Let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thy heart, in the sight of thine eyes. But know now that for all these things, God will bring thee into judgment. Praise God. Amen. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Amen. When the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, and thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. One thing I regret, Brother Bobby, I got saved when I was 20 years old. But one thing I regret, amen, is I wasted all the years of my youth not serving God. Amen. Don't do that. Don't do that, young people. Amen. Don't do what Brother Justin did. Amen. I wish I'd have got in the race a whole lot sooner. Amen. I wish I'd have served God while I was a whole lot younger. Amen. I wasted all those years, amen, living for the devil. Praise God. Amen. Don't burn your candle for the devil. Praise God. And blow the smoke in God's face. Amen. Young people, get in the race and run with all your heart. Amen. Praise God. Turn to the book of Daniel with me tonight. Amen. Preach for just a little bit. Amen. I've been wanting to preach this message. Amen. To the young people for a little while. Amen. I feel like God laid this on my heart. Amen. Brother Tabor just really kind of, amen, opened the door this morning. Praise God. A lot of what he said, amen, is covered. Amen. But praise God, if we just kind of, man, reinforce it tonight. Amen. Just it's what God laid on my heart. Amen. Turn to the book of Daniel chapter 1 and verse 8. Amen. For the sake of time, amen, the Bible said, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to preach a little bit on dare to be a Daniel. Praise God. Amen. Dare to be a Daniel. Amen. Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat. Amen. The wine that he drank. And you have to understand, amen, Daniel was a captive. Amen. In Daniel's time, it was hard to be a follower of God. They were captives in Babylon. You understand it? Daniel, most commentators say, he was about 16 or 17 years old. How many young people I got tonight that I'm a 16, 17 years old or under? Amen. Just a young person, amen, stripped from his family and took to a foreign land. Amen. He was just a young man torn from his home. And now he's under the authority of the king Nebuchadnezzar. We know by reading this that Nebuchadnezzar labored to indoctrinate them in the ways and the customs of the Chaldeans, that they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. Amen. Nebuchadnezzar was a wise king. He knew all about the heritage and the customs of these young Jewish men. He said, take unto them the choicest men. Chosen of the king's lineage. Amen. He picked them out. Amen. He picked handsome men. Praise God. They were the cream of the crop. They held a history. Amen. Of being called by God through Abraham. Those young men knew all about God's delivering power. How he led them out of Egypt and into the promised land. They knew that God, when God speaks and God's moves on behalf of those that keep his ways and those that trust in him. Amen. Getting ready to preach here. Nebuchadnezzar knew that long before he could make them act wrong. Listen to me. He must make them think wrong. Come on now. Amen. And how the devil is working on your mind, young people. Come on. He knows he must make them learn the Chaldean language. He must make them talk different. The Chaldean customs, the Chaldean ways of thinking and living, they are pressed to unlearn the ways of the heritage of their God. Amen. The Babylonians could change everything. They could change his diet, his location, his education, amen, his language, and even his name. But they could not change his heart. Come on now. They could not change Daniel's heart. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because it belonged to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And he purposed in his heart. His body may have been in Babylon, but his heart was set on heaven. Hallelujah. Come on now. Amen. So the question for all of us is tonight, where is your heart, young person? Where is your heart tonight? Does it truly belong to God? Amen. Is your heart fixed? Amen. Or is it on the things of this earth? Amen. The Bible said, set your affections on things above and not on the things of this earth. Hallelujah. Amen. Daniel was a man of purpose. Praise God. He purposed in his heart. Amen. Daniel resolved. Praise God. He was determined. Hallelujah. There was no doubt about it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. No second guessing. Amen. His mind was made up. Hallelujah. He had made a decision. Amen. I like that brother's testimony tonight. He took a stand. Amen. He was firm. It was settled. I'm not going to defile myself with the king's meat. Praise God. Hallelujah. He was going to be true to God no matter what. And he was going to follow God no matter the cost. Amen. If you're going to follow God, it's going to cost you something, praise God. Isn't that what my brother said this morning? Hey, man, he was a man of purpose. He had convictions, praise God. And I ran across these lyrics of an old song. It stirred my heart. I got to thinking about the youth and the young people, what they're facing today. I'm afraid that what they're facing today is 10 times worse than what I faced in my time. Amen. I want to let you know, young people, that Brother Justin is for you tonight. Amen. I'm for you. Amen. Get in the race. Stay in the race. Purpose in your heart that you're going to live for God. Amen. Amen. The things they're up against, the things that are out there to tempt them, amen, and to defile them, and to destroy them. Amen. Now the lyrics say this. It's an old song. Amen. But it's never, amen, any more true, amen, than it is today. The song says, praise God, dare to be a Daniel. Praise God. Amen. Dare to stand alone. Dare to have a purpose firm and dare to make it known. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not ashamed to be called a Christian. Amen. I'm not ashamed to say that I'm one of them. Amen. I'm not ashamed of the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. I just want to talk to you for a few minutes. That's about all I got. Amen. I'm trying to hurry. Amen. Do you dare to be a Daniel in this generation? Come on. In this untoward generation. Amen. Have you purposed in your heart that you're going to live for God, that you're going to live holiness, amen, that you're not going to defile yourself with the things of this world, amen. He was a man of no compromise. Praise God, our brother hit that this morning. My friend, no matter what this world does, no matter how many times they try to get you to compromise, remember Daniel. Praise God. Stand firm for God. Purpose in your heart. Be a people of no compromise. No matter what you face, keep your trust in God, and God's going to deliver you, and God's going to help you. Dare to be a Daniel in this hour. He was a man of principle. Hey, man, we need to keep these young people. Hey, man, give them some Bible principles. Praise God. Amen. Get it settled in your heart. Amen. And God will honor you. Amen. Praise God. God will honor you to be like Daniel. We must purpose that we're going to be different. Praise God. Peculiar people. Amen. God said you're a chosen generation, a peculiar people, a holy nation, that you should show forth praises unto God who's called you out of darkness and into this marvelous light. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. True Christians. Amen. Peculiar people. Set apart. True Christians are as different from the world. His light is from darkness. Hallelujah. Amen. He was consecrated. Praise God. He had no compromise. He was consecrated. Amen. The Bible said, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what hath fellowship with righteousness, with unrighteousness? What communion hath light with darkness? Amen. And what hath concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part with he that believeth with an infidel? Amen. What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. Hallelujah. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk with them. I'll be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I'll receive you. Amen. And I'll be a father unto you. Hallelujah. I'm glad to be a child of the King tonight. Amen. Praise God. You shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord God Almighty. He was committed. Praise God. He was a man of purity. It cost Daniel something to follow God. Praise God, but it was worth it. Come on now. I tell you, it's going to be worth it, young person. It's going to be worth every church service. Hey, man, it's going to be worth every do or don't. Praise God. It's going to be worth every, hey, man, everything the preacher said. Hey, man, it's going to be worth everything to serve God and to make it to heaven. Hallelujah. Hey, man, he could have compromised by eating the choice foods, sacrificed to other gods, but he kept himself pure for God. Come on now, young people. You got to keep yourself pure for God. Come on now. Amen. He was a man of purity. Praise God. Teenagers today, they face so many pressures. Sex is being pushed on our kids in elementary school. So is drinking. So are drugs. Joining gangs. Filthy language. Come on now. Pornography. Homosexuality. More than ever before, we need a generation of children and teenagers with the courage to say no to those things. Amen. And say it with a loud voice. Come on now. You help me while I preach just a little bit. Amen. Say no to alcohol. Say yes to sobriety. Come on. Amen. Say no to drugs and say yes to clean living. Praise God. Say no to gangs and say yes to healthy friendships. Amen. Say no to immoral filth and yes to the Word of God. Say no to sin and say yes to Jesus Christ. Say no to going along with the crowd. Say yes to standing alone. Say no to temptation. Say yes to God. Amen. Say no to cowardice and say yes to be a bold witness for Jesus Christ. Say yet no to sexual compromise and yes to waiting until marriage. Come on now. Hallelujah. Say no to rebellion and yes to obedience. Say no to the chains of sin and yes to the freedom which is in Jesus Christ. Amen. Dare to be a Daniel. Dare to be a Daniel. And more than that, Daniel was a man of prayer. He was a man of prayer. You wonder what kept him, amen, through that, in that strange land. Amen, torn away from his parents. Amen, living for God. You know what kept him? Praise God, he was a man of prayer. You can study Daniel's life, and you'll know he's a man of prayer. Amen. They cast him in the lion's den because he's a man of prayer. Come on now. The Bible said, and I don't care how young or how old you are, and it's never too early to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Praise God. Amen. Daniel was different. Amen. He dared to be different. Amen. Daniel was determined. Young person, are you determined tonight? Are you settled in your heart? You're going to follow God. You're going to live for God. He was determined. He was devoted. He had a desire, praise God, to serve his God. Hallelujah. Amen. Is that your desire tonight, young person? I'm preaching to everybody. I'm kind of stuck in the middle, Brother Bobby. Amen. He asked me to preach in the youth service. Amen. I'm too old to be young. I'm too young to be old. So I'm kind of caught in the middle, praise God. So maybe I'm preaching everybody tonight. Amen. But hallelujah. Hey, do you dare to be a Daniel? Come on now. Hey, man, on your knees, do you stand that tall? Is your conversation faithful? Do you pray when your back's against the wall? Do you dare to be a Daniel? Do you dare to stand up for the Lord? Amen. Amen. I'm closing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Dare to be a Daniel, young people. Amen. Purpose in your heart. Amen. Purpose is going to be worth every camp meeting. Amen. That you've been blessed. Praise God. Hallelujah. I got blessed this morning, Brother Bobby. Hey, I got food for my soul. I got food for my flesh. And it was good for me to be in the house of God. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what. We need to stand together. I'm for these young people, Brother Bobby. Amen. I'm a young people person. Praise God. I'll run with them. I'll play ball with them. Praise God. I might get hurt. I might get out of breath. Praise God. They might slam dunk it in my face. But I'm for the young people. Amen. I'm going to run the race with them. I'm going to run the race with my brother. Amen. I'm not ashamed to stand beside the young people. Amen. And encourage them. Amen. To serve God. Amen. We need to stand together. One thing I stress in my ministry, and that's unity, praise God. I stress that so much, people are probably tired of hearing me. Amen, but we must endeavor to keep the unity of spirit and the bond of peace. What does the Bible say? It says that one shall chase a thousand, but two chase 10,000. Amen. We need to work together. Praise God. Come on now. We need to work together, church. Amen. I'm speaking to all the churches. We need to work together. Praise God. Amen. You may dare to stand alone, but I need my brothers and sisters. Praise God. We need these young people, church. Amen. They're coming up. Amen. If the Lord tarries, amen, this is the church. Praise God. I want to encourage them, amen, to do all they can for God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm turning it over to the pastor tonight. Amen. One chase 1,000, but two, amen, chase 10,000. That's 10 times. Praise God. Amen. What if the whole church would stand together? How much of the enemy, amen, can we chase away? Hallelujah. So we can get in and serve God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I enjoy preaching to you. Amen. Dare to be a Daniel. Amen. A man of purity. A man of purpose. Praise God. A man of prayer. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Settle it in your heart. You're not going to defile yourself with the things of this world.
Lift your hands and give him praise tonight. Thank God. Thank you, brother. Hallelujah. Thank God. I want to be able to stand when the Lord says stand. I want to be able to run when the Lord says run. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Sister Kristen, come sing a song for us tonight. Hallelujah. Come on, sing one, and we'll, amen, get the choir here in just a little while. But how many's glad to be in the house of the Lord again tonight? We're sure glad to see you. Sure glad you're here. And again, we're just looking forward to the Lord just helping somebody again tonight.